Ciao. Just a quick note before we get started. We wanted to let you know that doors to our online Italian school are opening very soon.
We'd love to see you there. So if you think you might like to join us, click the link in the description to find out more.
Going on vacation, talking about the weather, going for a stroll. You can't do much without using the verb fare in Italian.
It can feel a bit confusing because Italians use it many, many different ways. But once you learn it, you'll be able to say a lot in Italian.
In today's episode, you'll learn the basics of how to use this important Italian verb together with 8 phrases that you can use in everyday conversations. How many do you know? Ciao a tutti e benvenuti. Hi everyone and welcome to Learn Italian with Joy of Languages.
If you're listening to this on your podcast app, could you do us a favor and hit the subscribe or follow button? This way you'll get notified when we release new episodes and it helps us grow so we can keep making free lessons like this. Grazie.
And here's an example of a phrase with fare. Fare un favore. To do a favor. Fare un favore. There are 2 core meanings of the verb fare, which are to do and to make. There's no difference between do and make in Italian, so that's one fewer thing to learn.
But there are quite a few other situations where we use fare to. Today I'm going to tell a little story about something our dog Brody did.
We'll break it down line by line after. But first, how many phrases with fare can you hear?
In estate fa caldo in Italia. Quindi facciamo le vacanze in Inghilterra con Brody, il nostro cane.
Brody adora stare fuori con mia mamma mentre fa giardinaggio. Ma un giorno sentiamo mia mamma urlare, Brody? Brody!
Panico, dov'è? Guardiamo l'altro lato della strada e c'è Brody tutta tranquilla. Sembra dire, ciao, faccio un giro e voi che fate? Non faremo più questo errore.
So you heard?
In estate fa caldo in Italia.
In summer, it's hot in Italy.
In estate.
Summer.
Fa.
It does.
Caldo.
Heat.
In Italia.
Italy. And here's an example of how we use fare in Italian to talk about hot and cold weather. While in English we say it's hot or it's cold, in Italian, we literally say it does heat or it does cold. It's hot, literally it does heat is
fa caldo.
I know caldo sounds a lot like cold, but it's hot in Italian. So you just need to remember that it's actually the opposite to how you would expect caldo. Cold, on the other hand, is freddo. Freddo. How would you say it's cold? Literally, it makes cold.
Fa freddo.
Next, you heard.
Quindi facciamo le vacanze in Inghilterra.
So we go on holiday or on vacation, as you say in the US, in England.
Quindi.
So.
Facciamo.
We do.
Le.
The.
Vacanze.
Vacations.
In. Inghilterra.
England. And here's another example of a phrase with fare. Fare le vacanze. Literally, to do the vacations means to go on vacation. Fare le vacanze. But in this sentence, Matteo said facciamo. Facciamo. Which means we do. Fare is the base form, which means to do or to make in general. But we change it depending on who or what we're talking about. You heard two forms so far. Fa, fa, that's the third person, and we use fa to talk about what he does, she does, or it does, or makes. We'll gradually talk more about these different forms as the story continues. I then said,
Brody adora stare fuori.
Brody loves to stay outside.
Adora.
She adores.
Stare.
To stay.
Fuori.
Outside.
Con mia mamma.
With my mum.
Con.
With.
Mia.
My.
Mamma.
Mum.
Mentre fa giardinaggio.
While she's gardening.
Mentre.
While.
Fa.
She does.
Giardinaggio.
The gardening. And here we have another expression with fare. Fare giardinaggio. Fare giardinaggio means to garden, or literally to do gardening.
But here we said fa giardinaggio. It's another example of how fa can mean it does, or he does, or she does.
Then Matteo said,
ma un giorno,
but one day,
ma,
but,
un,
one,
giorno,
day,
sentiamo mia mamma urlare.
We hear my mom shout.
Sentiamo.
We hear.
Mia.
My.
Mamma.
Mom.
Urlare.
Shout.
Brody. Brody. Panico.
Panic.
Dov'è?
Where is she?
Guardiamo l'altro lato della strada.
We look across the street, literally.
Guardiamo.
We look.
L'altro.
The other. So that's L apostrophe. Altro.
Lato.
Side.
Della.
Of the.
Strada.
Street.
E c'è Brody tutta tranquilla.
And there's Brody all calm.
E.
And.
C'è.
There is.
Brody.
Brody.
Tutta.
All.
Tranquilla.
Calm. Literally, tranquil.
Sembra dire.
It seems as if she's saying. Literally.
Sembra.
She seems.
Dire.
To say.
Ciao, faccio un giro.
Hi, I'm going for a stroll.
Ciao.
Hi.
Faccio.
I do.
Un giro.
A turn. And here's another expression with fare. Fare un giro. Fare un giro. Literally, to do a turn. It means to go for a stroll, to walk outside, often with other people, without having anything specific in mind. Italians use this expression all the time, and it's a nice example of Italian culture. Strolling around and spending time with people is the activity. They don't need to be busy doing something specific all the time.
So the expression is fare un giro. Fare un giro. In this case, Brody said faccio un giro. Literally, I do a turn. Faccio un giro. Faccio un giro.
So I do or I make is faccio. Faccio. There's a double C in there, so make that part nice and long. Faccio.
I couldn't help but laugh when I saw her like that. We were panicking and she was all nonchalant, like, oh, ciao, fancy seeing you here.
And then she continued, then Brody said,
e voi che fate?
And you, what are you doing?
E.
And.
Voi.
You. This is the plural you when speaking to two or more people.
Che.
What.
Fate.
You do.
Here you heard fate, which means you do. Italian has a plural you form. It's a bit like saying you both or you all, but in Italian it's not optional. If there is more than one person, you need to use this form.
This exists in some dialects in English too. So in America there's y'all, and in Britain we've got yous. So in Italian, you all or you both do is?
Fate. Fate.
Now, you've heard most of the different forms of fare in the present tense. Can you remember how to say I do?
Faccio. Faccio.
We haven't heard the you single you do yet when speaking to just one person. That's fai, spelt F-A-I.
Fai. Fai. Remember he, she, or it does? Fa. Fa.
And we do?
Facciamo. Facciamo.
You plural do?
Fate. Fate.
The last one, which we haven't heard yet, is they do. Fanno. Here there's a nice double N, nice and long.
Fanno. Fanno.
Finally, Matteo said,
non faremo più questo errore.
We won't make this mistake anymore.
Non.
Not.
Faremo.
We will make.
Più.
More or any more in this case.
Questo.
This.
Errore.
Mistake. And here's an example of fare in the future. We will make or we will do is faremo. And you heard it in the negative, we won't make. Non faremo. If you're ready to learn more about how to use fare in different tenses, you'll find lots of the most common different forms over on our blog. But for now, let's listen to the story one last time.
In estate fa caldo in Italia, quindi facciamo le vacanze in Inghilterra con Brody, il nostro cane.
Brody adora stare fuori con mia mamma mentre fa giardinaggio, ma un giorno sentiamo mia mamma urlare, Brody? Brody!
Panico. Dov'è? Guardiamo l'altro lato della strada e c'è Brody tutta tranquilla. Sembra dire, ciao, faccio un giro e voi che fate? Non faremo più questo errore.
If you want to learn more about how to use fare in Italian with different tenses and lots of everyday phrases you can use in conversation, head over to our blog post by clicking the link in the description. You'll also see everything from today's lesson written down and get bonus materials like vocabulary cards and a quiz.
See you next time.
Or as we say in Italian,
alla prossima.